وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا to all our radio listeners on a beautiful Saturday morning. Allah has blessed us with another day, and also we have got less than a few weeks before the month of the holy month of Ramadan coming. For Allah, we all gearing up towards that. You know, the month of Rajab has passed. Now we are on the Shaban. Now is the last few days of Shaban, and inshallah we'll be entering the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah, Ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us all alive to witness Ramadan of this year. You know, in these few weeks we could lose a lot of people. Now let's begin. Is there anything new about anything new related to kafan and dafan in the city of Durban?
Well, at the moment, alhamdulillah, everything is under control. I can say there's no issues or anything. We don't have any problems or anything, alhamdulillah. What I would like to bring to our listeners, we in KZN must make shukr that alhamdulillah our cemetery are shining, and how beautifully and how it has been looked after by the Islamic Burial Council. And go to in Kauta and go to the other areas, and you will see how badly it is neglected. And I'm sad to say that our community in Kauten, I don't think they getting themselves together to start cleaning. And I told them 10, 12 years ago, Molana, take it away from the municipality and maintain it like how we do it in KZN, and you won't find that problem. So we at our own destiny. Now I see some pictures coming through that, you know, they're not doing anything about the cemetery, how bad it is. You know, we blame ourselves. It is our cemetery. Muslim section is our cemetery. We need to do something about it. And inshallah, they now have to put their act together and take it over from the council and maintain it ourselves. Like how we do it. When you look for money, for especially the maintenance of the Kabestan, nobody is going to refuse you. If you go to even a poor guy, you go to is if he's battling, instead of giving you 500 rand, he'll give you 100 rand or maybe give you 50 rand, but he'll make sure he'll give you something towards the upkeeping of the Kabristan.
Yeah, and we have to realize that is also a form of ibadah. You know, there would definitely be thawab for that, because a cemetery is a sacred site for us. You know, for taking care of a sacred site, definitely Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward us if we do it sincerely. Now, coming to our local politics, water and money seems to be, you know, at the top of everything. We read about plumbers, you know, they running short of funds now to pay plumbers. The one article that I read, you know, one statement that's made there, the unit confirmed that the budget for plumbers was depleted. I am not sure how many contractors will be utilized. That was said by one of the DA Executive Committee members in a meeting on Friday. They had 4,000 water pipe leaks on the system that they are working on. At the meeting, the municipal management debated on whether they could incorporate the contractors into the municipality staff complement. They have been utilizing contractors for the past 10 years, and city management then took into consideration the cost factor, which includes depots and vehicles. And, there is a lot of pushing here. The unit confirmed that the budget for the plumbers was depleted. I am not sure how many contractors will be utilized. Any idea how the funds got depleted? Is it due to under budgeting or overpaying?
Molana, first and foremost, you know, if your leadership is not correct from the beginning, you and I have this problem. And if you take the Durban municipality, they have got a fully fledged infrastructure to maintain the water system, the loss of water, the budget, how much is needed. So it's like a business. You know that we're getting 4,000 leaks. We have to do something about it. You know that we have got issues. A-grade plumbers, they don't want to employ them because they have to pay them too much. Secondly, why go and bring outsource plumbers when we can bring our own plumbers? These plumbers, we have used them previously. You don't need to outsource anything. Get our own. We have got the infrastructure. If you go to just opposite Macro, you'll see a massive depot there with pipes and everything. We've got everything. The problem is, it is the management that cannot manage. Now, you can't blame anyone. You got in your department, they have attorneys, they have got auditors, they got director general, they got a head of department. We got everything. We got PAs, you name it, whatever you want in that department, you'll get. So it's very, very simple. If you know December is coming, and if you want to do 2 million rand turnover, you know how much stocks you'll require, how much additional budget you'll require, how many additional staff you'll require. It's the same thing here. People don't do their work right from the, I must say, from the city manager. You should be, to be honest, you should be fired. Because under his leadership, nothing is happening. Under the GNU, the DA you just mentioned, we shouldn't be mentioning the names of the party, but since you have mentioned Molana, they are part of the GNU. So if they are part of the GNU, they mustn't write big, big stories in the paper that they don't have money for fuel, there's no diesel, the budget was 256 million, we needed 670 million. What they did about it? They're in the part of the GNU. They're supposed to be the ruling party, and the GNU is supposed to sort the problem out. They need to work all the things. You need to get proper accountants. If the accountants, what we have got, are failing in their duty, they bring the right people to iron it out. Anyway, you know, you if you get into trouble in a business, there's something called a business rescue. They come in and they will assist you how to rescue that business and take it to another level. But you need to plow into the business to take it to another level. It's the same thing in council. That department, every department runs as like a business because they're getting funding from the city, from our ratepayers. They're getting funding for every department. We will sit again now, just now, after the 1st of July. We'll give funding for all the various departments. They're not going to get anywhere near 670 million against 256. They want like three times the amount what they're getting at the moment. So there's no money. There is no money there. But the problem is, if you sort your life out in accounting system, you put it, you'll know exactly. We can always take money from other departments. They are so, you know, I don't want to use the word, they're incompetent. We get granted aid from national government, provincial government, and all. They don't even, there was money. We have to return money, 3 million plus, 3 billion plus money. We have to send it back because they passed the due date, they didn't use it, national government and provincial government took it. So there is money. If the problem is with the head of departments, the city manager, and the mayor is trying his utmost best. You know, I work very closely with him. He is trying his utmost best. You know, you're fighting like a losing battle. And that's what we are doing in council. I sit on MPAC, I know what it is. You know, Molana, in 3 years, we wrote off 13.4 billion. This current year, 3.9 or 3.4 billion we'll have to write off again. Why do we have to write off all this for people to take money and get fat at home? You can't throw away money like this. These are ratepayers' hard-earned money. Some people have lost their house because they haven't paid the rate. They repossessed their house. They lost the valuable property because of all this here. So end of the scenario of this water issue, we need to have a proper system in place that will be able to monitor, especially your water, electricity, and root where you identify where is your problem. You attack on the problem. You know, problems are, to me, is golden opportunity. Because now you're putting your thinking cap on, you put your head into gear, you say, okay, fine. Where are we going wrong and how we can rectify this problem? This problem can be rectified very, very quickly. Put the right person who knows about plumbing. Put the right person who knows about how to handle money. He knows how to do the budgeting. If you do that, Molana, I promise you, in no time you'll get the city right. Otherwise, national government has to take a serious decision very, very quickly. We can't go to 2026 election with what is happening at the ground at the moment, with no water. You know, people are crying, really. Old people, we're making private, I'm also getting private tankers to assist these areas and all. And this is not fair. You know, you can't, Ramzan is coming around the corner and you don't have water. And, you know, especially we Muslims, we want Pak South, we need water all the time. How are we going to do this? This is the problem we've, and we're taking them head on. In fact, to be honest, Molana, after our last week radio interview, and I did say the Supreme Court of Appeal, that judgment is so watertight. In fact, I was speaking to the attorneys this week. They said, Mr. Paru, yes, we have got a case and we can take them on. So they are studying this thing at the moment, which is the best way. Now, I'm saying to our lawyers, yeah, can we bring it on an urgent basis? Now, we must have enough ammunition to bring it on an urgent basis, like bring it on next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, so that they will be the judge must take into account the Supreme Court of Appeals judgment. Based on that, you must grant us, so we can bring the city down to go and sort this life out of the people of our city. That is the biggest problem we face with Bolaram.
Now, we also read in that article that the city manager on Friday called for a strict monitoring of plumbers to get value-added service. Now, this statement of his implies that there was no system for monitoring and assessing, the workmen and the workmanship. Now, from the public points of view, this indicates to deliberate negligence on the part of the city management. Hence, those who are in charge of granting contracts must be taken to task and punitive measures must be taken against them because they are conducting themselves irresponsibly with public funds. You know, is there anything in place to do something about this? Because he himself is saying that the work has to be, there has to be strict monitoring of plumbers.
You know, the city manager is talking, to be honest, he's talking nonsense. This city is under whose leadership? It's under the city's manager's leadership. So if his department don't give you service delivery and do not perform, what is your duty there? You are a head of radio with Marcus, you in KZN. You got a team around you. And you ask them to get you reports on A, B, C, D. And if they don't do it properly, what is it, your next step? You reprimand them and say, no, this is what I want. And if you can't do it, you then give him a letter to say that, you know what, you don't fit into our radio station because you cannot perform. This is what you have to do. It is under his command, under his city. He's in charge. He's the overall boss of all these departments. Water, light, sanitation, electricity, plumbing, everything falls under his department. And he's got a massive, the city manager must be got about 15, 20 staff around him as well to guide him and everything. So if he can't do his job, so he must put his hands up and say, you know what? And secondly, Molana, he earns 400K a month. 400,000 rand a month. 398 something thousand a month. He's getting top money, and if you can't perform to bring the city back to where its glory, there's something wrong with you. If my party, if I don't perform and if I don't do my work, they got all the right. They say, you know what, Farooq, thank you very much. You don't put into our parties what you're supposed to be doing. You're not delivering. Sorry, we'll have to bring somebody else because I'm a PR counselor. We'll bring somebody else in my place. Same thing happens in the city. So it is his department. He needs to put the department right. Call the department. Now don't shift the blame on the manager of the department, and also shift the blame on the plumbers. They're doing sloppy work and all. That's nonsense. That department was supposed to be overseeing to everything. He must get out of his laurels from his office, go with the manager of the department, and go to a site visit, like how I do a site visit. I go and see for myself. I want to know firsthand where the problem is. I went to that reservoir in near Sikauli. I went to see, and I know exactly, and I'm in constant telephone call on a month-to-month basis with the head of that construction where he's going to finish in 2 years' time. I know exactly what has been done, what has not been done, and how long it's going to take. All that you need to gather. So the city manager is the man in command, commander of the chief there at the Tigwini. His departments are not working. His department need to put their act together. We can get this. He can prioritize money from other departments to get the water problem sorted out. This getting tankers and getting outside tankers, they are mafias themselves. They are closing the valve, and sometimes they take the whole valve out so that you can't do anything because these are old pipes and all that. So they get the, they want to do 4,000 rand a load they get. And if he's good, if the guy did now, because the demand is there, 4,000, he do 5 loads a day sometimes, or he can do 3 loads, whatever he does, but he's making gold money. And yet we have bought hundreds of our own tankers. I can't, you know, it doesn't make sense, Malana, anybody you talk to. When you talk to them about this water issue, it doesn't make sense. We're spending 50,000 a month. If you read that article you sent me as well, 50,000 only on maintaining this thing, whereby we should be sorting that thing out once and for all to get that pipe sorted out, like what we did in Karwastown. We don't clean it up. Why don't we keep patching? That guy who goes and patch that pipe, down the line, he knows he's going to open the valves. He'll open 3 valves one time. He'll be called again just down the road to open up again to do another valve. So, you know, we're throwing away money. It's like, you know what? We say, you know what? Come and take me. It's like that.
Now, the next issue is the water tanker issue. The Itikweni municipality was unable to dispatch water tankers from the Ottawa depot to some communities in need in the northern parts of Durban because they couldn't afford the diesel costs. This was due to the maintenance budget having dried up, which is worrying for community leaders and residents across Durban, given the city's perennial water supply challenges. Now, I'm sure someone realized before the funds got dried up that they are heading for disaster. Has the municipality made any provision for such situation? If those in charge of the tankers inform them that the funds will be exhausted soon due to whatever valid reasons?
You know, when I read all these articles and the questions you ask me, where I stay in my place, in our apartment, we got a massive generator. So the guy in the building, he's a handyman also, Rajab. He will come to me on a weekly basis. Ahmed, we now got three-quarter tank left. Ahmed, we got half a tank. When it comes to quarter tank, the rule is, even if I'm not around, he must pick up the phone the garage, they come and they'll fill it up, they'll top it up, and then they send us the invoice, we do the payment. That's how it's supposed. That diesel issue, They know through the budget is going to dry off. They're not going to have. Only when the horse has bolted Maulana, then they will start all jumping. Then you will get all the media, we will start jumping, councillors. But all this, we don't get that information. If the department gives us the information 2-3 months ahead to say that, you know what, we are going to dry up in terms of what we're doing, we're losing so much of water, our repair rate is 50 million a month, we won't make it. So there is money we got in fixed, 8 billion of the city money is not fixed in for interest-bearing account they have got, in 8 billion. There's an overdraft facility for a couple millions, of which we only use 600 million or something. So there is facilities there. So if you bring it to us early and say, you know what, the month of January, February, up to March, I'll need another 50 million or 70 million to sort our life out in terms of this water problem we have. Our tankers will otherwise dry up. We will not have diesel. So nobody comes. Only when the horse is bolted, then they'll come and they'll say, oh, you know what, we have a massive problem. There's no money. Our budget has dried up. There's nothing we can do. The plumbers, we can't use A-grade plumbers because we don't have the money. So what were you doing in your department? What did the city manager do? What is the GNU if brought in? Ramaphosa gave very, very... Thursday evening, gave top speech. I want to bring in 900 billion over the next 3 years for ABC. He only made the people happy, Maulana. Take from his last budget to this budget, what has been achieved? The housing, they were supposed to give X amount of housing, they didn't even go, not even quarter of what he promised in the last budget. So you know what? They're only hogwashing us. The problem is, we have to put the, this is the opportunity we community got, is to gang up, unite ourselves, and take the city on. Because, you know, I had a meeting last week with the Ratepayers Association in Musgrave. And, you know, I told you that each ward councillor get 3 million for upkeeping of the area. For over 3 years, no isab kitab. We don't know the 9 million over the last 3 years, 22, 23, 24. Where did you put it? Show us. If you put it in a park, if you did A, B, C, Randall's Road was sorted out. But from my understanding, it went more towards Sydenham. What about the people of Asherwood? What about the people of Musgrave here? 50% of our rates, 50%. So of the city's rate, it comes from Musgrave. We're paying a lot of money to the city for rates and taxes. The monies are there. In December alone, in the debt review program, they collected 3.6 billion. Now you're saying, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for this. What are the accountants that we? What? And these are all top accountants, got top lawyers, they got everything. So what it tells you, in a nutshell, the city can't function with what we got. And, you know, we failed, in other words. We need to put the right people in the right places and get the work done. They brought Mike Sutcliffe, he's assisting, and he's trying to close all the gaps and everything. But it's not, that hole is so big. You need a couple of tons of sand to fill that hole. That is it. You need to sit down with proper accounting team who understand money, who understand the needs of the city and how to allocate and how to give the money towards the service delivery, which everybody is crying for. They can go on and say that there is not. The problem is there's no urgency in this area. There's no goodwill from their side to say, okay, I'm going to work another few more hours every day to get things moving. My department will look good. They're not. They don't care, Maulana. That is the problem. So there's no capacity in doing everything. That is the problem we face in the council.
Now, one of the councillors said there has been intermittent supply of water in Umhlanga and surrounding areas. He claimed The depot had reportedly run out of diesel for 3 days. He said the tankers were refueling at the EWS depot in Springfield, you know, to take water to Umhlanga. And these trucks, I think, are from Ottawa, which is closer. Adding that this was a waste of fuel and it took time for tankers to fuel up and fill up with water. The purchase of diesel is a simple form of mathematics, he says. How can they run short of fuel? Is it sabotage? Now, considering that we have private companies that are also being hired, could this be sabotage?
Molana, as I said, they know everything. If you got a team that works with you, everybody's reached on the same page and same line. This is what is happening. They now deliberately don't order the diesel, because then what will happen is now they'll come to Durban and they'll get additional diesel. Then the contractors will get additional work. We got 366 tankers. We said, okay, we got another 100 that was delivered this week. From last week, it's been delivered. If you got 366, why do we have to hire 166 more outsourced tankers? That's one. Secondly, the money was allocated for water and priority was given for exactly for the electricity and water. And on top of it, you got 69 tankers at the workshop. What is doing there? We're waiting for parts. We're waiting for this. 70, which is another 69, which is supposed to be on the road. We will solve the problem. So there's no depot management system there. There should be, if it was me, I would expedite the 69, get it up and running quick as possible so that the community don't jump. Because where we're sending one tanker to reservoirs, I send two tankers to reservoirs. If you need to send two to Amnazi, we can even send three because we've got excess. We'll be able to keep the community quiet, but they don't do that. Then we got that. They want to make sure that our tankers go more to the garage so that we can hire more. So that's how, and they were the mafia, the tanker mafia, they know exactly where to close, which valve to close, and there will be no water. There is water, but it's not managed properly. That's the problem. And the diesel issue, they should have known from December, we're going to dry up. If you don't pay somebody, how is somebody going to come and pay, fill your tank up? And we got huge tanks where we'll be able to fill up and they can go on the road. This is where the problem is. Now I see that especially the white community on the north, are upset about this whole thing, and they're fuming at the moment. So I told them, don't cry now, because you're a part of the GNU. Fix it up. Fix the problem. You're a part of the GNU, because now you're with the ruling party. So get the ruling party accountable for what they are doing, where the money is going, and if you're writing off so much debt every year, so somebody is pocketing this money.
Now, the hiring of water tankers and allegations of diesel theft at the EWS have raised safety concerns. It was reported that close to 8 workers in the EWS have been assassinated since 2022. One of them was shot in his office in Springfield, while another was shot at the municipal depot in Ottawa in 2022. Now, these killings occurred in 2022. Was any action taken to beef up security?
Well, now they have beefed up security. Now that matter is before the SAPS, which they at the moment investigating. Now, you know, this is the other problem we have got. We've got so many cases that is before the courts and the police. The investigation is not forthcoming for proper prosecution. Now, this is a problem now. We're meeting with with the commissioner of police, and we got everything in writing. So many cases, some are going back to 2017. They haven't been brought to court. If you take that is how many years, Maulana, about 8 years later, a man has not brought to court, yet he stole millions of rand of the city's money. How is it possible? So somewhere there is the SAPS is working closely with somebody that these matters are not getting. Eventually, what they will say, there's not enough evidence and the matter is too old, and then they get withdrawn. But this is a problem, and this is the question we're asking the Commissioner of Police. You give us a task team only to work with the city. We, even if you can't do it from the provincial level, we then need to go to national level and then tell them, you know what, we want 10 of your best, select them. They must see all these cases through and bring them before court quick as possible. Then people need to see that something is happening. People are taking left, right, and center. You have to bring them accountable. If your department has lost personally in terms of that judgment, you are liable personally. You have to exercise that right. Charge him. Then people will say in the department, hey, no, I can't make a move here. I'm going to go behind bars. So this is what you have to do. Set an example. But nobody is doing things like that. You know, we can. It's sad, personally, for me as a counselor. Malala, it is so broken, the city. We can start from now to 2026. It's to fix it up. You need the right people. The will must be there from the people on the ground and in the municipality and the councillors, the top hierarchy of the ruling party, to say, you know what, let's save the city. Let's do something about the city and fix it up. And this city can be fixed up. There's so much of potential in the city here. The national government, they sent three of their top rankings to come and oversee for the last, I don't know how many months they are here. What have they done? They haven't identified anything. Nothing has come before the MPAC to say, you know what, we rectify this, we rectify this. We don't have to write this off because we charged it. And he's paying, we attached his property, we attached all his cars and all. There's so many things you can do, but nobody is coming up to do these things and start giving service delivery. There's so much can be done. You know, if you get all the foreign nationals here, they're making gold money in our country, yet 48. If you know, Ramaphosa said on Thursday, and I really laughed, he said, I'm giving 28 million people grants in this country. That is like virtually 50% of the whole country. You're giving grants and you're giving social grants and all that. Why should you be doing this?
We will terminate at this point, inshallah, because our time ran out, although I have some other questions. But inshallah, we would do that next week. Once again, jazakumullah khair al jaza for your valuable time and the valuable information that you have given us. Inshallah, you will get your podcast during the course of the day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
That was Brother Ahmad Parak, who is a local councillor, sharing information about the situation in the city.